This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to say good morning to the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins joins us by phone on this Thursday morning. He's been attending the Traverse City Film Festival, and Russ, I know it's supposed to be vacation, but you turn all your vacations into work, don't you?
Seems to go that way, but it's a good kind of thing to do. Before we talk about the Traverse City Film Festival, I want to say that although this isn't a public screening tonight, we have a very special event, an author's premiere screening of The Diary of a Teenage Girl. Phoebe Glockner, who's a University of Michigan art professor, did a graphic novel called Diary of a Teenage Girl, and it was turned into a feature-length film that was premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. And it's going to, again, be this special event at the Michigan Theater for Phoebe Glockner and some of the art school and Michigan Theater special folks. And this is the second author's premiere we've ever done. The first one was done back in the 40s for a film called It Happens Every Spring. But although
So every 60 years, that's a good schedule.
Yeah, exactly. And although you won't get to see it tonight, it's just as a member of the general public, it does open at the end of August, on the 28th of August. So keep an eye and ear out for Diary of a Teenage Girl, again, that has this wonderful local connection with Phoebe Glockner. So, but the Traverse City Film Festival, it's beautiful up here. Michigan in summer, of course, northern Michigan in summer is,
right,
is one of the best places in the world to be. And the Traverse City Film Festival is celebrating lots of anniversaries this year. The 100th anniversary of the State Theater, although the State Theater, as you see it now, was started as a theater called the Lyric Theater that actually burned down and then it was replaced by the State Theater. It's also the 100th anniversary of the Charlie Chaplin character, The Tramp.
Yeah, world famous, of course.
Absolutely. And I was lucky enough last night to introduce Geraldine Chaplin, the daughter of Una O'Neill and Charlie Chaplin, with a special outdoor screening of The Dictator.
That had to be fabulous.
It was great. Geraldine Chaplin was very charming. She got her start in Dr. Zhivago and was in a lot of Robert Altman films and a lot of European films as well. She was a very, very charming person. And then the Traverse City Film Festival is also celebrating Roger Corman, who's king of the B-movies.
Yes, now,
he's here as their Michigan Filmmaker of the Year. If you've been to Cinetopia, you know that we celebrated Robert Altman and Orson Welles, and they're also celebrating that. And Kathleen Altman, the widow of Robert Altman and Michael Murphy, the actor that was in a lot of Robert Altman films, was here as they were at the Cinetopia a couple years ago. And don't feel too bad if you're missing it out on the Traverse City Film Festival. There's a lot of great films that they're showing, in a beautiful, beautiful setting. But there's a whole bunch of films that we've already shown at the Michigan Theater as part of our regular film program and a few that we've shown as part of Cinetopia as well. If you ever get the chance to come up for a few days during the Traverse City Film Festival, it's worth it. As you know, I'm a big fan of film festivals in general.
Right.
And everyone should go to a film festival or two, most notably setting aside early June of 2016 for Cinetopia.
The work on that never ends, does it?
That's right. It never ends. In fact, we're scouting for stuff right now. And then the Toronto Film Festival, arguably the biggest and best film festival in the world, takes place September 10th through 20th. They just named a whole slate of their films that are going to be here, including some premieres and some repeats from the from other film festivals. So they're bringing from the Sundance Film Festival a couple of films that were well known there. Smile Back, which has a dramatic performance by Sarah Silverman, and Brooklyn, which is a John Crowley period piece about that New York neighborhood. From the Cannes Film Festival, which was in late May, they're bringing the Palme d'Or winning Destin, one of the French native filmmakers, Son of Saul. Both of them premiered at Cannes. But the TIFF will also have some premieres, mostly premieres, as a matter of fact. Jean-Marc Vallée's film that stars Jake Gyllenhaal called Demolition is the opening film. Stephen Frears' Lance Armstrong biopic, The Program, is also going to be there, as is Ridley Scott's Matt Damon starring film, The Martian. Scott Cooper's fact-based film, Black Mass, is going to appear there just literally days after it premieres at the Venice Film Festival. Those two festivals happen about the same time. And then Charlie Kaufman and Duke Johnson, their long-anticipated animated film, Anomalisa, will be there. So anyway, there's going to be lots to see, lots more films. They do usually over 300 feature-length films at the Toronto International Film Festival, and that runs September 10th through 20th.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Russ Collins, who is attending the Traverse City Film Festival. And while you enjoy the movies up there, there's going to be some options for us down here over the course of the weekend, including a really interesting film opening downtown.
Yes, an art house film that is actually a family film. It's called The Young and Prodigious P.S. by Betts. And this is a film that's kind of a cross between Mark Twain and Jimmy Neutron, if you can imagine that.
I can.
It's a film about this young man who has a deep passion for science and is a total genius.
Right.
And he wins a famous prize from the Smithsonian Institution, and instead of traveling with his family on a plane, as you might expect, he hops a freight train and rides it across the country, leaving a note for his parents. And Helena Bonham Carter plays his mother.
So you know it's going to have some odd and weird twists, you know, with her in it.
Absolutely, as Mark Twain does as well, and Jimmy Neutron. And Judy Davis plays the Smithsonian Undersecretary, who's kind of a tough woman, but very good at her job. It's a lot of fun. It's in 3D, and we'll be showing it in 3D Friday through Monday, and then Tuesday through Thursday we'll be showing it in 2D for folks that prefer that kind of flat format. But The Young and the Prodigious T.S. by Betts is a film that sounds like a lot of fun, whether you've got kids to take or not.
Well,
it's got some great performance.
In our last minute together, Russ, there are a couple of potential blockbusters from the big studios.
Absolutely. Mission Impossible, The Rogue Nation, again starring Tom Cruise, although the Mission Impossible group has been disbanded, they're still being attacked by a group called The Syndicate, and there's, of course, wonderful special effects and stunts that are performed by Tom Cruise live. And then Vacation, which is a next-generation version of...
Yeah, it's not a prequel, it's not a sequel, it's not a redo. This is actually moving the story forward with the son, Rusty Griswold, right?
That's right, played by Ed Helms, and his wife, played by Christina Applegate. They take their family on a trip across the country to go to Wally World, just as Summer Vacation did. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, they're coming back for it? That's great.
Yeah, they're doing... Some cameos in that. And then if summer classics continue with the Thin Man, the classic film from 1934 that starred Myrna Loy and William Powell, and lots of great stuff. We continue with Testament of Youth and Amy. If you haven't seen Amy, the bio or the documentary on Amy Winehouse, go check it out.
Enjoy the rest of the Traverse City Film Festival, Russ, and we appreciate you calling in this morning.
My pleasure, and ta-ta from Traverse City.
That is Russ Collins, Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO from the Traverse City Film Festival. You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 50 years as your community NPR station.